Well, good morning, everybody. And it's good to see all of you here this morning. And how many of you had a rough start to the day today?
Nope.
I had a rough start to the day today. I did. Do you want to hear about it?
No.
How many of you besides Nikki would like to hear about my day? Well, first of all, I couldn't fall asleep last night, so I was reading late, and then I couldn't wake up this morning. You know me, I'm up early, I can't wait. You know, I was late getting to the church. I couldn't get up. So then when I drove into the parking lot here, when I went to make the bend to drop off Linda at the door, it was pretty slippery, and so I thought, oh man, we've got to turn the sound system on, got to get ready for the follow class, the connect group in there, and there's a lot of running around to do, and so that's why we usually get here about 7:45 or 7:15, get everything done. So I'm carrying this bag of salt across from that door to that door, and what does the thing do? It splits, and there's like salt all over the place, and I'm looking at the time, I'm thinking, oh, I got to get the coffee on, And so we clean up all of that, go outside, salt, and then I'm standing here worshiping, and I reach into my pocket, and I pull out a handful of salt. And that stuff is like really sticky. So then I go into the washroom that's there to wash my hands, but there's no soap. So I'm running my hands underwater. And did you know that salt, when it gets wet, just gets more sticky? So that was my morning. But I'm thankful to be here. It's terrible, isn't it? Oh. Did you hear what she said? Say it louder. Oh, my goodness. You're amazing. Shh. I know there's a lesson in it. And, oh, that's all. That's all. Adrian, do you have your phone with you? No? Who has their phone with them? I know your number. Oh, yeah, okay. Watch this. Hey, Siri. Call Kevin Hewitt. Oh. Hey, Siri. Call Amanda Johnson. Her mobile.
Calling Amanda Johnson.
My Uncle Jack would be blown away by all of this. It didn't ring? Yeah, it's ringing now. You better answer it. If you let me go to the machine and I know you're there, good morning. Good morning, Amanda. Okay, goodbye. Time to get to work. Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, isn't that just wild? So our message this morning is this. God invites you to join him. God invites you to join him. The scripture that I'm going to read this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 19 and 20. So the title of the message is God invites you to join him. How many of you like that? He invites you to join him. And as we unpack this, you're going to say, wow, God is pretty awesome that he invites us to join him. So let's read this scripture. It says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, repeat with me, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Wow. And say with me, wow. Father, bless this word today. Let it get within our spirits. And Father, I pray that as it gets into our spirits, lives will be transformed and changed. when they meet us through this week, in Jesus' name. I love invitations. How many of you love invitations? I love invitations. I love sitting down and having a meal, having good conversation, healthy encouragement, no drama. Thank you very much. No drama. How many of you get to a certain age where you just don't really want any more drama? Yeah. Hey, how many of you are at that place? No drama. Healthy encouragement, a nice meal, laughter, smiling, skip the drama. I love invitation, where someone takes the time to think about me and invites me to be part of their life. Isn't that amazing? Like, isn't that the most special, beautiful thing? That someone would take the time to invite you to be part of their life, whether it be a coffee, whether it just be a phone call, whether it be an email, whatever it is, but an invitation to just be part of someone's life. I love it. I love it. And it makes me happy. And having a meal or just partnering with people, I feel honored. I feel honored. And I like that feeling of feeling honored. Don't you? It's not that I demand it, but when someone takes the time to invite me into their heart, into their space, I feel honored. And many years ago now, I sensed God inviting me. Okay? I sensed God inviting me. And into a relationship with Him, as many of you have experienced, and as many of you are experiencing week to week as new people are answering that invitation into their lives for the very first time in this house. Amen. You should be more excited about that when someone gets saved. Seriously, you really should be a little bit more excited about when someone gives their heart to the Lord. I love it. And I wasn't completely sure what was happening, as many of you could attest to. I wasn't really sure what was happening or what I was hearing or what I was getting myself into, but I felt a drawing. You know what I'm talking about, right? I felt this drawing, this love that made me want to continue to pursue this relationship. I knew that something was very different and very special, and something significant was happening in my life that would change my life forever and ever and ever. I wasn't completely 100% sure what it was, but I was going to follow this journey. So just as we've just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, Jesus has been reconciling the world to Himself, and that was what was happening to me, and that's what was happening to you at some point, and He's continuing each and every day to reconcile Himself, yourself to Him, so that He could reveal Himself to you and show you things. And so now, many years later, I still feel honored that I accepted this miraculous invitation. How about you? How many of you are so thankful that you accepted this and this miraculous invitation through thick and thin, through hardship and everything? We learned today in our study on Follow by Andy Stanley. It didn't say that when we gave our heart to the Lord, there wouldn't be trouble. The scripture we looked at, it said when there will be trouble. When there will be trouble. And sometimes, you know what, there has been trouble. But man, I'm still thankful that I accepted this miraculous invitation, okay, to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And I get to partner with the Holy Spirit, amen, and watch my brothers and sisters developing a prayer life, developing a devotional life, learning to know God, beginning to walk with God. I get to partner, experiencing this invitation, walk together, experience it together, watch you doing that, developing these type of things, light bulb moments going on, Okay? People getting revelation at different points, different time periods, and everything like this. We don't all have to be the same. And the Bible reveals that God has been always involved in reconciling the world to himself. When we read the Bible, we're reading about the redemptive activity of God in the world. That's what the scripture is. This redemptive story of drawing the world towards him constantly. And we see that he chooses to take the initiative. He took the initiative with me, you know. I didn't take the initiative. It wasn't like I woke up one morning and I said, you know what? I think I want to enter into a love relationship with Jesus Christ and learn how to speak in tongues. Okay? He pursued me. And he's pursuing you. And he chose to take the initiative and to involve people with him. That's incredible. Okay? He chose to take the initiative so that you could be involved in what he is doing. And somewhere along the lines, we got all this messed up where we invite him into to do what we are doing, and we ask him, okay, well, this is what I'm doing, God. So, so we're having a Sunday service here on Sunday. So, you could come if you want. And we hope you like and bless what we are doing. But that's not the way it works. He invites us to be involved with what he is doing. And so as we learn and as we disciple and as we learn to hear his voice and we start to walk with him, we start to partner in what he is doing. It's a lot different than what some of you have been taught. Okay? And it's very, very exciting. And it takes your maturity level in God from here to like here, and it's endless what would happen. So this is what we are seeing right before our very eyes in these last number of weeks. Yes, I know. People would say, what's revival supposed to be? It's supposed to be pandemonium. It's supposed to be exciting. People are going to be running around. We're not going to have enough flags for everyone. Oh, we better go and make hundreds more flags for everybody. Maybe not. Maybe sometimes it's just going to be a quiet service where we are to not be jumping up and down, but be attentive to where he is saying, so that we would look around and say, God, are you working in his life this morning? So instead of all of our busyness, we would have an attentiveness to what he is doing. Amen? Amen? And then maybe we will start to understand what revival is, and then when we understand it, we will be so happy that we can't stop jumping up and down. But our jumping up and down is not going to create revival. It's being in tune with what God is saying. And the Bible reveals that he has always been involved. And so we are seeing this right before our very eyes. He is drawing people towards himself, like he did with you and like he did with me. He is drawing us and allowing us to be ambassadors of Christ. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ambassador Miller, Ambassador Doucettes, and what's your last name again? Smythe, Ambassador Smythe. And what's your last name again?
Sagan.
Sagan, Ambassador Sagan. We are called to be ambassadors. How does that make you feel there, Ambassador Westerlin? Both? Both Ambassador Westerlins? It's awesome. And it's as though God is pleading through us when he invites us into this relationship. And he's saying, listen to what I am doing. Watch what I am doing. You are an ambassador of me. Watch what I am doing. And I am going to involve you in what I am doing. And I'm saying, thank you, Lord. Help me to have good ears so that I don't blow it. I don't want to miss it. Help me, Lord, so that I'm humble, that it's not all about me, that life isn't all about me. Me, 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 me. I'm so sick of me, 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 me. Aren't you? So God's timing. So as a God's obedient child, You are in a relationship with him, and he loves you, and he loves to involve you in his work, and he will show you where he is working so that you can join him. I've been saying this for years, except the only thing is that in the last maybe 15 years or so, I've been working on this. I've been trying to understand it. I'm trying to hear where he's at work by listening and seeing things. And in the process, he's preparing your character and developing your relationship with him. Amen? How many of you could honestly say that over the years, as he has been developing your character, you have seen things in your character that you don't like? That you don't like. And he's not there to hurt you or to accuse you. It's not like we do, like, wow, stinking attitude, you know, rotten kid, you're turned 14 years old, rah, rah, like this. He's not doing that. You're a wonderful girl, by the way. Say, Pastor Ken, I do not receive that. God is preparing your character. Now, you know what? Some of you think that maybe I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Doesn't matter how old you are. He's still developing your character. And in the process of knowing and doing God's will, you may ask the question, because, you know, many people ask this question, why doesn't God give me the big assignment? I've been waiting for years. I'm available. God, why aren't you giving me the big assignment? Well, he's laying a foundation. Some basic foundations in this church. That's why we've had to do a reboot and a rebrand. And you two are students of the reboot. And has it been good for your faith walk and your journey? Okay? And you guys have been walking with the Lord for a long time, but you know what? You are. And if you look at everything that we have planned in the church, whether you go to Starting Point or Starting Over, Starting Point, or whether you go to Follow, or whether you go to Strengthen Yourself in the Lord on Thursday, or you go to A Case for Christ on Tuesday night at Kevin's house, everything is designed for a different level of where people are at, but everyone is intermingled that you can go. And this was thought out. It was purposed this way. And in the process of knowing and doing God's will, you may have that question, why doesn't God give me the big assignment? Has anyone ever asked that here? Why, Lord? Well, I want to tell you something. He's a lot more interested in accomplishing kingdom purposes than you are. Okay? And the servants wait on the master for their assignment. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It may be one thing in your life that you've waited your whole life for, that will bring glory to God, that will be something beautiful, and we should be satisfied in that. We are waiting on him for his timing. And there's only some things that only God can do. Amen? The scriptures say that no one could come to Christ except when the Father draws him in John 6:44. No one will seek God or pursue spiritual things unless the Spirit of God is at their life. So let's suppose for a second, a little bit of teaching here. Let's suppose for a second a friend or one of your children, a neighbor, someone at work begins to inquire after spiritual things, like what's happening with Kevin right now. Someone at work who's a 100% atheist is actually now reading the Case for Christ. Okay? So you know what? So here's a perfect example of what I'm saying. So you do not have to question whether God is drawing that person, you know, if they start to say. Now, many people have begun to apply this to their evangelism or their witnessing, and they pray and they watch to see how God is working in the life of other people. And when they see something that God is doing in their life, that becomes our invitation to be part of what God is doing. So someone may say, for example, it may be, so what are you reading anyways, Kevin? What's that book? What's the name of that book that you're reading there? And, you know, what's the name of that book?
Case for Christ.
And what's that book about?
It's about an atheist who went in search of answers.
Yep.
And he found that he could not He could not prove God didn't exist.
So what happened was, the fact that the person asked you what book you read, and you answered The Case for Christ, and they pursued the conversation, they continued in the conversation, doesn't that tell you that God is doing something there, that God is at work, right? Mm-hmm. Because only God could draw that person. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. So what happens is we have to be listening, because there's something that's going on there, right? So it could be like that in every situation, all the time, all the time. And we have to be alert. And so, you know, because God draws people to himself. He causes people to seek after him. God reveals spiritual truth. And so when we see one of these things happening, you can know that God is at work. God is at work when you see someone coming to Christ, as we've seen here. God is at work in the house. Okay? Some of you have been attracted to a style of worship or a style of preaching. Okay? But when people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, God is working. And it's time for us to be very, very alert about spiritual matters, coming to understand spiritual truth, experience the conviction of sin, being convicted of righteousness of Christ, and making the connection. We cannot be dull. We need to make the connection. Suppose someone comes to you and begins sharing questions, asking questions. They ask the kind of questions like what's happening in their life. You know, or someone comes and says, you know what, I never really walked with God, but I'm really having problems with my daughter, or I'm really having problems with my son, and you know what, I've been thinking about God a little bit lately. Well, hello, would you agree with me 100% that this is like mega, mega, mega opportunity time? Okay? Would you say that this is like, you know, like what's that phone on the president's desk there that goes off, the red phone? What's it called? The black phone? The bat phone? Like the bat, like B-A-T? Man, we always have these really good little conversations with you, with your family every Sunday. The bat phone, okay. So it's going off, and we're making the connection. So what do we say in an instance like that? What do you say to a person who just drops in the conversation, something like that? Say, well, how can I pray for you? Right? Or do you want to talk? Do you want to talk? Or what do you see as the greatest challenge in your life right now? Or what's the most significant thing that's happening in your life right now? It's just conversation. It's just simple conversation. And then you listen. Suppose the person says, I really don't want to have a relationship, or I really don't have a relationship. But as I said earlier, but I have this problem with my teenager. The statement sounds like God is at work in that person's life. Amen? And that's not just for the unsaved. When we are invited to be part of God's plan, we're listening for those kind of things in each other's life. You know what bothers me? We're so anxious to tell people about Jesus, but then all of a sudden their sin shows up. And we deviate from telling them about Jesus, and all of a sudden we start preaching at them why they shouldn't be sinning. Get over it. Don't do that, okay? Stay focused. Everyone say with me, stay focused. The Lord will look after the junk, okay? Your assignment isn't to be the Holy Spirit police officer, okay? So we are to, am I right? And how often has that happened? And how often have people, they would not walk in a door? So I'm going to give you a little story here. Last Sunday, nobody knew. Only Linda and I. We have a professional sound person that's going to be coming to the church to train up. So some of you have put your name on the list. and you haven't heard anything else, but we're working towards that. So last Sunday, he was in the church. He was sitting over there, and mid-50s, grew up in similar circles to what you grew up in, Adrian, and but he left those circles about 20 years old, and to this day, he was told when he left those circles that he would never enter the kingdom of heaven because he left that particular church. So the thing is, now he's healthy and he knows, he gets it and everything like this. But it's still there. It still shows up in his life. And when he walked in this church, right? And he sat there and he listened to the sound and everything that was going on and everything like this. Then we met afterwards. So some of you were trying to get a hold of me after the service to talk, and I was on a mission, and I'm sorry if I didn't talk to you. I can't always talk to you. I was having a meeting with this individual. And you know what he said? Honestly. And I thank all of you for this, because, yes, it has to do with us as the pastors, but sometimes pastors take too much credit for all the good stuff that happens in a church, and then you guys get the blame for all the bad stuff that happens, right? So you know what he said? He said he's 55 years old, he's never been in a church or in any meeting for that matter where he has been received like he was received here. So what I'm preaching about here this morning is, yes, there's some teaching that's going on, but I'm not preaching to people who don't get it, because you do get it. We just have to enhance that more. Okay, we just need to walk it out. We need to be more determined. We have to be more aware. Because what happens is, as we're lining up our will with the Father, right? When our will is in check with Him, we start to see things as He sees things. And then people's lives are changed and ministered because we are ambassadors for Christ. And that is happy dance stuff. That is the most satisfying thing of anything. So someone responds, I really don't have a relationship with God, but in the last little while, this problem with my teenager, I sure have been thinking about it. This statement sounds like God is at work in that person's life. Amen?
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 Amen.
So you could think of how many people this week that you're going to be talking to, and you're going to be wondering, and you're going to be listening and say, wow, God is at work in this person's life. It's not time to start to, you know, it's funny, a few weeks ago, someone asked me a question here, and they said, so how are you, Pastor Ken? And I figured they wanted an answer, so I began to answer. And they totally ignored me and started telling me all about their stuff. Well, if you don't want to know, then don't ask, right? So it's the same with me. So don't ask me how I'm feeling if you really don't want to know and all you want to do is tell me about yourself. Well, it's the same thing. If God starts to show you where he's at work in someone's life, then listen. Listen. And be respectful and be honoring and hear if God is doing something in their life. Right? Is that rude of me? Was that an owie? Some people are just like they don't want to know nothing. I love call display on the phone because there's sometimes, to be honest with you, I just don't answer. You know, leave a message and then give me a heads up what you want to talk about. Like I don't have, like, you know, I like conversation. So how are you, Sharon, this morning? Thank you very much. You know, so I'm very good too. Isn't that respectful? Isn't that good? You go into a restaurant, you know, and it's funny because we're in a restaurant, and a couple of weeks ago, and the server said to us, we were down at Beef and Bran. How many of you checked out Beef and Bran? Yeah, it's pretty good. Remember? Well, you remember. You were with us, Sharon. And you remember what the server said? She was so surprised because I said, hello, good afternoon, how are you? You know, how's your life and everything? She stopped, and she says, wow, you folks are nice. She says, no one ever asked me that. And she says, and who are genuinely interested. You remember she said that? Her name's Andrea, by the way, so if you want to pray for her. So never forget your server's name, because next time you go in and you say, hi, Andrea, it'll speak volumes to her. So when we're focused on the one thing that God invites us to become involved with in his work, we need to do something, because God speaks when he is about to accomplish something. So if I'm listening to you, Diane, and you say, well, you know what, I haven't been really a follower of Christ, but you know what, something's happening with my son or whatever, and you know, I'm starting to lean right there. Well, God is speaking to me through you, and when he's speaking, he's about to do something. So let's not miss it. Right? So he's speaking. So we have to learn when he is speaking. And we have taken so much time over the years hearing God's voice, hearing God's voice. How many of you love that? Hearing God's voice. Well, how does he speak in a practical way? You know, we think it's not all mystical. It's practical. The way he speaks, and it's to involve you. Now, the thing is, if you're lazy and you don't care, then it doesn't matter what he is saying. But man, if you want to walk with God and see God change, then listen at the practical things in your life, like we just practiced. So all of a sudden, it's like, so I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord, for speaking into my life. And now I'm praying, okay, so Lord, what are you about to do in this girl's life? Amen. So I'm not doubting myself, like, well, I hope she doesn't reject me and all of this stuff. You know, I've tried to witness to people before, and all they said is they don't want anything to do with this. I'm not doing that. I'm watching what he's doing in your life, and I'm listening. Because when God speaks, he's always about to do something. Amen? Amen? Amen. I hope I'm not boring you this morning. Okay? And what God initiates, he completes. Okay? You have to believe this. This is important. What God initiates, he completes. We see that in Scripture. In Isaiah 46 and 11, it said this, when God said through Isaiah, indeed I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will do it. I will do it. So what God purposes, he will complete. And this holds huge implications for you individually and for this church moving forward. When we are hearing him, when we come to God to know what he is about to do where we are, we also come to the assurance that God indicates something about what he is going to do, and it's certain that it's going to pass. Amen? Amen. Whew. I'm out of breath. So, in summary, God is at work in the world. Amen? Is he? God is at work in the world. God takes the initiative to involve me in his work. Okay, so repeat that after me. And when it's the me, when we get to the me, make it about you. Okay, so God takes the initiative to involve me in his work. Yeah, God, you don't have to repeat this, but God must take the initiative to open my spiritual eyes so that I can see what he's doing, right? I want to know what he is doing. I'm that nosy. I'm nosy enough to, I want to know what you're doing. I should be more nosy to want to know what he's doing. Amen? So when I see the Father at work around me, this is my invitation to adjust my life to him and to join him in his work. Right? You don't hear this that often, do you? You want me to repeat that? Okay? When I see the Father at work around me, that is my invitation to adjust my life to him and join him in that work that he's doing. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be anything. We're just walking. We're aware of his presence everywhere we go. And then we pray and we watch what God does next. And that is very cool. That's so cool. That's the most cool thing. That's probably the thing that I love the most. I love that more than I love my wife. Okay? And you know how much I love my wife. I love that the most. To watch and to see where God is working and then to join him. Okay? That's what gets me up in the morning. Okay? Everything, something gets you up in the morning. That's what gets me up in the morning. Okay? I was talking to Gene. He fixed something in the church, and he said, and I thanked him, and I said, Gene, all I want to do is finish life well. I didn't say finish my work life well. I want to finish life well. And my prayer is that all of you will finish life well. And the best way to finish life well is to watch where he is at work and then be able to join him and be in wow. Because you're going to see transformation of hearts. We have spent so much time speaking nonsense into people to try to get them better, when all we have to do is ask God where he is at work and then join him. And then boom, 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 you could see people, they get delivered of this and healed of this and salvation here and there and there and there and there. And we don't take no credit for anything. We do everything to an audience of one. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And that's exciting. That's revival. So then we make the connection. We ask probing questions. We listen. We listen. We listen. Seguin, you said? Monsieur Seguin, I listen to you. It's good. God speaks when he is about to accomplish his purposes. Amen? And what God initiates, he completes. So that's it. So worship team, would you come and let's stand together and sing a song. And isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen.